Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Terry Littlejohns, and I'd like to thank you very much for listening to my show, Truth Heals. And I've been on air for about almost 3 years now, and I want to thank all of my guests that I have been interviewing on my shows and all the callers that have been calling in and really taking interest to what is being said. And it's nothing but the truth. It's our truth. It's everyone's truth. And if you want to participate in this truth tonight, please call us at 347-237-5247, 347-237-5247. And we have like 29 minutes left to discuss tonight's topic, racism versus racist. Now, the Webster Dictionary says the definition of racism is the belief that some races are inherently superior to others. Discrimination based on race means that you're racist. Now, the reason I'm going to be talking about this topic tonight and possibly next week as well is because there's been a lot of different things in the news lately about racism in this country. This country just does not want to own up to the fact that in order for you to have racism, you have to have racist people. That's what makes up racism. But every time we talk about things being racism, they try to blame it on everything but people. But you can't have a system that's full of racism without racist people. You can't have a racist system without racism. So I don't understand why they continue, some people continue to believe that it's not the people, it's the system. And a lot of that is going on here in Ferguson with the Ferguson police and the Ferguson mayor and all the people that are in charge of the government here, from the judges all the way down. They keep saying that they are not racist. And even though we know that there was, I think, a 100-page finding that was done by the Eric Holder and his department, the federal government, found that there was a lot of racism that was in Ferguson throughout the entire system, from the judges to the way the system works, down to the police officers. Yet, they say that they're not racist. The mayor continues to say that he is not racist and he is not found any racism in the Ferguson Police Department. And he also goes as far as to say that they're not really believing this report that the federal government has found. So they're challenging the federal government, which I hope will evolve into a lawsuit that will force them to deal with this issue of the findings, which we all knew they would find, because we have been living with this racism and these racist people for many, many years throughout Ferguson and all the surrounding counties and surrounding little towns. If you've ever been here or lived here, you understand the environment and you understand the temperature. And that is why the world got a chance to see just what that temperature and that environment was all about on August 9th of 2014 when Michael Brown was murdered and people took to the streets with their pain because they were tired of no one hearing them, of no one admitting that they're racist. And also, this has been a very puzzling problem for a lot of people since Eric Holder and his team found these facts to be true, because they're not understanding how can they find the system to be racism, to have racism, but they did not find the officer who murdered Michael Brown to be a racist. And I try to explain to people that you're dealing with two different teeth. We all know that that officer was a racist. We all know that the people that he worked for had a system that was racist, that was full of racism, and the people that worked there are racist. We all know that. But you have to understand, when it comes to the federal government stepping in and charging this officer of violating Michael Brown's civil rights, the bars are too high. And Holder spoke about this, and that is why he did not sign Killerman, the guy who murdered Trayvon Martin, guilty of the federal crime. Because you have to understand, when the people sat down years ago and created these federal laws, there was no way in the world they were going to create a law that says our civil rights have been violated. They created this law, but it was not ever meant for us to be able to challenge them or to hold them accountable. So when they set the bar was set so high that I don't really know what you would have to do for them to prove that you committed such a crime. Now think about it. You're talking about a group of people who at the time when they created this law didn't believe that we should have any type of rights, didn't believe that we should not have, let alone rights to vote, rights to be a human, let alone civil rights. And do you really think they were going to implement that gave us the right to challenge them when they murder us? To challenge the law enforcers when they murder us? Do you really think they were going to set that bar to where it could be met? No. So that's why it's kind of confusing when you see that Holder, at the same time, he said, hey, we find that this entity is full of racism. And they gave all kind of examples. These examples were horrible. They talked about the injustice that was done to people of color. They talked about the emails that went back and forth from the coworkers and how they talked about us. They talked about different things that we had already knew, we'd already said. So they couldn't ignore these things that had happened. Now see, the emails were proof. They couldn't argue with them. There was no proof that was good enough to charge that officer of murder, even though we know the proof we had, it's good enough if the tables were turned. But when you look at the civil rights law and you look at what it takes to actually charge that officer, the bar is very high. So we have to make Holder accountable when he says the laws need to be changed. We have to make him actually go to Congress, go to the federal government, and change and amend those laws, because we have to understand they were written years ago when racism was blatant and most likely were written by racist people. Now, in light of all of these news items this week, there's another one out of Oklahoma that I'm going to mention just briefly about the people on the bus from the fraternity that were singing a song, and it was a mockery of African-American people. They were calling us the N-word, and they were saying that they would never be a part of their organization and that they would hang them from trees. Now, I've heard all these commentators, especially on CNN, and I'm calling out Don Lemon because, to me, he is a sellout. He has sold his soul in so many different ways, and he continues every night to bring entertainment and not the truth, not the news. And he doesn't care. And you would think he would care, but I must admit something else is in his mind that's keeping him from really understanding things. So I don't think he has both his feet planted firmly on the ground. And I say this because of the way he reports things and the way he has people on his show arguing over minute things. And he has every opportunity. He's not a dummy. He's intelligent. He has all the opportunity to jump in and tell the truth and stop this one-sided show that he's putting on every night. And he continues to have them on there, and they continue to say that if rappers can say the N-word in their songs, then there's nothing wrong with what these people did on the bus when they were talking and saying these words. He refuses to say, yes, there is something wrong, because they made threats against African-American people. They talked about hanging us from the tree. Last I knew, I don't listen to rap, but I don't think there's any rap lyrics out there that talks about hanging us from a tree. I don't think there's any rap lyrics out there saying that we're not going to be a part of a fraternity. When you're sitting there laughing and you're singing this song and it's a threat to people and you're talking about what you're going to do to them, and you know that in the past, the history has proven that when you do this to people, you are racist. So why would you sing a song about hanging us from a tree? It doesn't matter how many times black people use this word in their songs. They're not saying they're going to hang us from a tree. How would they like if someone was singing a song about putting Jews in a gas chamber and turning the gas on them, or putting them in a place where they were going to experiment with them and their body parts? How would they like that? This is what that song, what they were chanting, this is what it was saying. It is no comparison to what those rappers say when they talk about being with their boys on the street or being with their, you know, what's hanging out and doing things. It's not the same. And I've seen Don Lemon night after night not defend this and try to say that it is the same and that it's going against their constitutional rights to have freedom of speech on a college campus, especially a state university, when we're not even talking about freedom of speech. We're talking about threats. We're talking about things that in today's world you hear the president and other people saying that their children are not going to be racist because they're friends with each other and they don't see color. See, we don't understand. This is something that is so deep and so serious. Even the parents of the one gentleman on the bus that apologized said that they didn't raise their son to be a racist. Yet, he was singing a racist song, and the song was full of racism. So they don't understand why he was singing that. And he went on to say that the song was taught to him. So when we see these children and we think that they're getting along and we think that this is over, do we really know what's going on when we're not around? Do we really know what's being talked about at the dinner table? You know, look at that movie, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, with Bernie Mac. And when the gentleman sat down, Ashton Kutcher, and began to talk about the things that his uncle and his family talked about at the dinner table concerning blacks, it was not funny after a while. See, we never know what people are saying, and they think, like I said before, because the rappers can use the word in a song or somebody at the basketball court can call themselves these names, they think that it doesn't matter. But it's not the same. I don't agree with the word being used. I try not to use the word, but I know years ago we used to use the word very freely, and it did not have that same type of feeling. It did not have the same type of meaning. It did not hurt. But when you hear someone talking about hanging you from a tree because of the color of your skin, and you know that it wasn't too long ago, and it's still happening in the South, that they're hanging people from trees, so it's not like it's a joke that just doesn't happen. It's real. Last time I checked, they're not continuing to take the Jews and put them in gas chambers and kill them, but they're still hanging people in the South from trees. They're still doing this, you guys. This is our truth. This is America. So how can they even continue to tell us that that was them having freedom of speech on the bus, singing a song about hanging people from a tree? And we don't even know the rest of the lyrics. That's just a minute or two of what they were singing. So this is a serious issue. This situation here in Ferguson, like Holder said, it doesn't just happen in Ferguson. It's across the country. Even President Obama said it. It's across the country. We've just had a way of exposing it. And had we not put the pressure on them across the world and start chanting and marching for Michael Brown and Eric Garner and the others, then they would have never had a chance to investigate. So this is just the beginning. And this is just an example of what goes on. So we've had a lot happen in the last year where you've had the guy that owned the basketball team. You've had his conversations taped with his mistress about how he feels about Magic Johnson and people of color. And then he tried to say that's not true. And now you have these college students on a bus chanting about hanging us from a tree. And then you have these emails going out from the Ferguson police talking about racist things. And let's not forget the Sony emails and how that CEO of Sony felt about President Obama. So see, it's across the board. It's from the to low to the high. It's in different places. But yet we try to tell ourselves that we're a melting pot and they are the minority. And that it's going to get better. But they don't understand. It's getting worse. And it's going to get worse. The more they become the majority, the worse it's going to get. Because as we saw in South Africa, it doesn't matter if you become the minority. What matters is who has the power. And if the minority has the power, then we're not in any better shape than we were years ago. So it doesn't matter that people of color are populating America more, and the Caucasian people who are fearing that the race will be defunct. It doesn't matter if they still hold the power and if their laws are still in place, as I just explained to you earlier. This is an old law, and it has not changed. And they will continue to use it as they become district attorneys, prosecutors, judges. They will continue to use these policemen. They will continue to use these laws because they know them. They wrote them. They study them. So right now I'm going to go to the phones, and if you have anything to say, please call us at 347-237-5247. That's 347-237-5247. And we have a caller tonight, I believe. Caller from 315, are you there?
Hi, Terry. It's Harriet.
How you doing, Miss Harriet?
I could be better. My husband's in the hospital.
But yeah, I've been praying. I've been seeing it on Facebook, and prayers are definitely going up, and I hope that he gets better.
He's going to hopefully be released tomorrow.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Thank you for that. But this, you're very true. Thank you for that truth about the difference of racism and racist, okay? In the work environment that I've worked in, I have met head-on with racist people who claim that they are not practicing racism. Mm. And they're very blatant.
Interesting, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, very, very blatantly making a difference in staff members. We all knew our new principal was a racist, okay, and by my nature, okay, I was elected by the black teachers to be the spokesperson for them, and he would talk with me. He would actually talk with me and listen to what I had to say and try to make changes to appease the black teachers, but I was the only one that could talk to him. You know, and well, I appeal to him from a Christian side.
You didn't appear to be a threat.
I experienced head-on racism when I was in college with my roommate. She said she was not a racist, and I said, "You're not a racist." Yet asked me specifically why I have certain things on the wall, because that's my culture. Just like what you have on the wall, that's your culture. Okay,
right.
And then I appealed to her. She was Catholic. So was I.
Wow.
I said, what does our religion teach us? We're the Church Universal.
Mm-hmm.
What does it teach us? You know, when her it was unique. It was unique that she was the one that practiced racism. She was the racist, but her mother was not. The rest of her family was not. I'm on the phone talking to her brother. She snatches the phone out of my hand and gets on him. Don't you talk to her.
Oh, my God.
He's like, why not? I was so glad when she decided to move out.
I bet.
Cause I came home and got a blow up of Angela Davis's wanted poster and put it on the wall.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I was going to school in a racist institution. Okay, University of Missouri, Columbia, racist.
Oh, yeah. At that time, too, yes.
Yes, yes. 70s, yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes, racist.
Right, I went to University of Missouri, St. Louis, but later. But
right.
That's the problem that I'm having. They have the word in the dictionary. They define the word as feeling superior over other people.
Right.
But yet they act as if they don't participate in these actions.
Mm-hmm.
What is being a police? First of all, if you're an all mostly white police department and you're policing a mostly black area, what is that saying? That's built on racism. That's what the definition said, that you feel superior, because police, we know they walk around as if they're superior anyway.
Exactly, yeah.
So how can they say
I know what I meant to tell you. I was watching
ma'am.
A report on television today, and this guy named Kevin Jackson, he's black, comes up with all these statistics about Pine Lawn, where the cops out there will arrest and stop white people and treat them the same way as blacks are treated in Ferguson. So,
The guy you're talking about, he's from St. Louis. I think they put him on their shows just because he sits there and he talks this crazy stuff. Was he on CNN?
No, I was looking at him on the Almond Report.
Okay, yeah, he's been on some shows, if that's the guy I'm talking about, a black guy, I think, and that's what he does. And none of the stuff comes out of his mouth makes any sense.
Man, I was like, you know, oh, no, this isn't racist. This isn't racism being practiced. It's a miscarriage of justice all around.
Yeah.
I was like, is he serious?
He's crazy. He's crazy. Yeah, he's definitely...
Corbin is going right along with him. I'm saying, well, he's white, so why wouldn't he?
It makes no sense how every time we try to deal with it, and the proof is right there in their face, they make up every excuse. So sick of people saying, like the last case with the boy from Wisconsin, the Tony Robinson. They say wait for facts come out. But they can sit here and they can tell us that the police didn't do anything wrong, but when we try to say the police did something wrong, they always say wait till all the facts come out. Well, they haven't waited till all the facts came out, and they're always
saying
that nothing was done wrong. So every time we try to tell them that it's racism, they always give us an excuse. They have an excuse for everything. They just don't want to admit it. And until they admit it, it's going to be the same thing happening from the from the president getting disrespected the way he gets disrespected from the Congress,
yes,
all the way down to those people on that bus saying the things that they said. It's
mm-hmm.
not going to change.
Not going to change.
They don't want to deal with it. They don't.
Right.
And
exactly.
I don't know what's going to happen. Like someone said the other day on media, they said the revolution, it will not be televised. But that's what it's going to take, because they're not even, the Ferguson, the mayor, he's totally disrespecting the government.
Yes.
He totally disrespects people. He is the most arrogant person, and we really have to get the word out. You know, I wish I had a Twitter account, but I don't. Because we need to get the word out to tell them, please go vote on April 7th. Whatever you have to do, get that
well, you know,
man
you
out of office.
You got a coalition of young black students here in Ferguson.
Yeah, they came on the bus. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah, they came up here, and they're actively registering people to vote, and
right.
encouraging them to get out to vote, you know.
Right.
And I sure hope that the people follow these young people's advice and do so.
Well,
you know,
we need to get them out to vote, but we got to tell them how to vote. And
how
they got to, and I hope they get on that internet and tell the people, do not vote for that mayor. He's got to go.
Right. Well, I doubt that he's going to get back in. I doubt that.
He can't.
I doubt that.
He can't.
So many people, so many of the other people have been resigning and stepping down.
Right.
Okay. So this is his power structure. All right. So since he doesn't have his backup, I don't think he's going to get reelected.
I don't think so. And I believe that after this, they need to continue. McCullen has to be next. I know he's in office for another year, but some kind of way I'm hoping that investigation finds a way up the ladder to where it affects his office as well.
Exactly.
I really hope so. And I'm really hoping we can go all the way to Nixon as well. But I'm
really hoping
that it continues, that investigation continues to drive and drive and drive. And I see now the weather has broken, and they're back there protesting now at the police station. So hopefully this will continue, and this will be a refresher to refresh what was going on throughout the summer. And now we have this report, and we have
mm-hmm.
That will help us, but the laws have to be changed.
Yes.
We got to stop going through this over and over again, spending all this time and all this money and all this hope, when the law, like I said earlier, there's no law that these racist people wrote years ago that's going to benefit any rights for African American or people of color in this country. There just
that's
isn't.
True.
Especially a law that's going to tell them that they did something wrong to us, that does not exist.
Mm-mm.
So the law exists, but as he said, the bar is set so high.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's an ongoing thing, Harriet, and I think I'm going to come back next week because they're counting me down now.
All right.
So I'm going to come back next week. We're going to continue because I think this Ferguson thing, like I said, it's got to – it's been rejuvenated and it's back on course now, and I hope
and
it continues.
It has a life.
Yes, it does. And I thank
mm-hmm.
you for calling in every week. I appreciate your time and your understanding and your truth. And we're
sure.
going to keep praying for your husband.
Thank you.
Okay, have a good night.
Thank you.
As I say every week, John 8:32, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And I'm Terry Littlejohn. And until next week, stay true and be blessed. And peace among the world. Good night.